But just to continue the casual riff we had, there's very few nines.
Very few nines. Can you think of some nines off the top of your head?
What about Guardians of the Galaxy?
I gave that I gave that like an 8.8, and they freaked out that I didn't give it a 9.
And what's the worst you've reviewed, a 5?
We've definitely had some trash
scores. Poughkeepsie Tapes is one of the worst movies I've seen in my life, and that was around like a 4 or something. Maybe even lower. It shouldn't have even deserved to get a rating.
Okay,
but I thought you. That, why are you asking these questions? I thought you liked these movies.
He wants to get a rating. He's trying to figure
out. I'm trying to get a 6. I've only listened to like 3 episodes.
Wow. You know how many like we've had?
Yeah, no, there's a lot.
Oh, we should do like.
Is it 100?
Do you listen to other podcasts?
Hmm?
Have y'all done 100 yet?
Absolutely. A couple. Yeah.
What podcast do you listen to?
Kind of rotate between like sports podcasts and politics podcasts.
Like who does them?
And then Arthur podcast is probably listened to the most.
Arthur?
You know, like the Anteater?
Yeah, he has a podcast.
The Aardvark?
That's what Force likes. Yeah, he's
an Anteater. Yeah.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. You're here, pal.
Oh, you got talking to
here?
The mic.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Happy July 4th. I think this will be aired after July 4th to those of you who celebrate. Those of you who don't, get out of our country.
I'm not really doing anything this year. Maybe watch some fireworks blow some shit up, but
I bought some fireworks at the fireworks store in Noonan. Do you pop off fireworks?
Go to Costco.
Oh, it's too late.
I still have Costco from last year, and it's the big, like the big balls.
How much did it cost?
Yeah. Huh?
How much is like a big ball?
It was like $120.
I spent $250 at a fireworks store, and the fireworks store is daunting. There's so many, and they all look the same. But what they do, I spent like an hour in there, and they have a thing you can scan the barcode, and it'll show you what it does on the screen.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah.
They should be able to put words into fireworks. I mean, Lord of the Rings had dragons. You would think at so least, by now. Like,
yeah. Do they do anything like a hard explosion? Like a
They're loud.
No, I know fireworks are loud.
Certainly. Oh, I thought you were talking about
Does anyone do fireworks that make a shape or anything yet? Can they do like one that does a heart?
I don't think that you like.
I don't know. I don't think that like pyrotechnics have like evolved to that state yet.
Maybe in China.
Fireworks are going to get bought out, and it's going to be drone shows.
Drone
shows.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
You can do drone shows. You have 100,000 drones. You could have like Donald Trump up there waving an American flag.
That would be sick.
That's what we want.
You mean like who is the villain in that Spider-Man movie? And it was just a bunch of drones.
Mysterio.
Mysterio.
Yeah, just like Mysterio, but not a bad guy.
But just
Trump. But anyways, we watched 28 Days, Weeks, and Years Later. Do you want to give a rating?
Had you guys already seen these? I'd never seen them.
I'd seen both
of them.
Yeah. But it had been, I hadn't seen 28 Days since I was like 13.
Should we rate them one at a time?
Oh, I've got all three.
So do you start with the rating or do you give the plot summary first?
We don't do a plot summary anymore. Yeah, we normally just talk and say,
okay.
Wasn't that crazy?
We used to write notes for like every scene.
But then we got bored.
We don't need to be cognizant of like keeping this spoilers free. I can kind of say whatever I want.
No. If you haven't watched this yet.
Give all the spoilers.
There will be spoilers. All right, let's rate 28 Days on the count of 3.
Hold up. Let me make sure my ratings.
Yeah, I have 3 different ratings, so I got to make sure I got the right one. All right, 28 Days on the count of 3. Zach's still looking.
Ready.
Ready? One, two, three.
8.5.
I said 0.3.
Oh, we were so close. Wow. I didn't. 0.2.
I said 0.5.
Wow. 8.8. Matt loves scary movies.
That's crazy.
Matt loves scary
movies. It was a great movie. Yeah.
I didn't. Is it, first of all, is it Cillian or Killian?
Killian.
I think it's actually Chilean.
I thought it was
Chilean.
It's
Chilean. I call him, I don't know. I've been saying Cillian, and then Zach told me it was wrong.
I thought it was
Killian. Just call him C-Murph.
C-Murph.
C-Murph, that's great.
I didn't know he was in this movie.
I think I said Cillian.
I didn't know he's been famous for so long.
I think this was like his first big Cillian movie.
Because he hasn't been in a comedy yet. Like, he's just in a bunch of serious roles.
Serious. And, did this movie come out 28 years ago?
No, I think 2000.
I was in middle school.
Just a smidge?
Yeah, 2003 or 4, I think.
Okay. I think, well, yeah.
It would have been tough.
I saw it in like 7th grade, so I was 13, so it was 2003 or 2002.
Okay. Getting the return from 28 days to 28 weeks, if they're trying to do it like that, that's a quick turnaround.
I think the way his name looks, it should be Cillian. You don't say Killian with a C at the beginning of a word.
I think it would be Cillian, too.
Okay, I'm going to call him Cillian. It opens up and with his dog.
I do like the contrast between the first movie, the dong in the first movie, and then obviously we're going to get to the dong in the third movie.
Yeah, the budget went up.
The budget went up significantly.
If I was Cillian, I would have thought, all right, that's a very respectable dong.
If I was him, I'd want to go back and re-edit that now that we've seen Sam.
You think you have a respectable dong? Yeah, until you see the dong in the third.
Everyone be quiet for 1 second.
Killian Murphy.
Oh, AI, who also Killian. Have you heard AI in your truck whenever you type ha ha ha, it goes
I just did Killian Murphy pronunciation and you're gonna hate on that. Killian.
But I'm saying you listen to a robot.
Oh man.
In your car, how did it laugh?
I don't know.
It was like laugh. When you typed ha ha.
You have AI in your car?
No,
I mean, like, they'll read you back text and they'll be like, bah, 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 bah. But
it's not the same. Who are you texting with?
Uh-huh. All right, we can call him Killian.
I don't know.
What do you mean? Who are first you ever movie and it opens up with your dong. Decent dong until you see the third one and then you're like, dang, he had a tiny dong.
They didn't do him any favors, though. They were panning back, too. So.
I like the first one the most.
So, oh, that's funny. I like the
Second one. Let's do the, I like
so, the so let me. I think I agree with John. Overall, I like the first one the most. I thought the beginning of the second one was probably the most intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Scene that's out of best, all three.
That's the best opener.
And then I think the second half wasn't as great, but well, I mean, we'll get to the rating, but I still like the second one.
All right, maybe we should just rate them all.
The second one, it's the first time that Americans showed up with guns. All these guys in the first movie were like.
So
using crowbars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess let's rate them all. Then I want to get into my beef.
So we're doing like an average rating.
No. Now we rate 28 weeks, okay? All right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
7.7.
What'd you say?
8.7.
Wow, you really
said it was your
movies.
Favorite. And then you rated it lower than the first one.
I don't think that the movie was as good, but I enjoyed it better.
Okay. I said, now that we know, I said 7.8.
I said 8.0.
I said 7.5. I think is like a good movie.
Yeah, that's still good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sevens you're not really likely to watch again, which I don't think I'd put this on anytime soon.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But I don't watch any scary
movies. But, I mean, like, if you're splitting between the first half and the second half, like, I thought the first 30 minutes of the second movie was really intense, really good.
Right.
And you'd probably rate that like an 8.5 or a 9. And then, like, the last half of it wasn't.
I'll just let you guys know, if there's a zombie apocalypse and then you show up to my house and I'm like, what happened to my sister? And you're like, she didn't make it. Then don't show your face at my house.
Once you're dead to me.
You better die too.
Yeah, it's like
you gotta die.
It's like the guy in the second movie when
no, but I would just tell you that. Oh no, yeah, like I could have.
I could have saved her, but
story.
Would you have done that?
You know,
how about this?
I would have told her to throw the kid.
Which was
not. It wasn't even their kid.
It wasn't their kid.
Yeah, true.
Save the kid.
True. Yeah. She was freaking out about
that
kid.
But the guy was like, I'm a little confused by that part because the guy sees zombies and his wife. He closes the door. He goes out the window. He goes all the way down. He runs away. He looks back up. She's still okay. He had plenty of time.
She probably already got bit. She had like the anti-venom blood.
Ah, maybe.
So maybe she got bit and she was like, it hasn't taken effect yet.
Let's do the third rating.
Okay.
And then I'm actually going to give two ratings here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. I'll give, ready? 1, 2, 3.
8.2.
I did 8.4.
I did 8.0.
I did 8.2.
And what's your other rating?
So my other rating is if... Sorry, let me back this up. So it's an 8.2, I think, if you exclude the last 5 minutes.
Dude, honestly, I hated the last... Like,
the last 5 minutes, a little like...
But that is really cartoony. Yeah, no, I know, but I thought it was very cartoony. Like, taken as a whole... Like I think it's
so. You think you're gonna hate the next movie?
I just like I feel like they
yeah,
could,
yeah
they,
that like
it
group
didn't
of
need
guys
to
in there.
It's like a bunch of
parkour
guys.
Zombie land.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a joke. So like I'd say like for the entire movie, I'd probably say like a 7.7, 7.6. Like, mm-hmm. it was good. I'm just like, I feel like the next one's good. If it's like how it was the last 5 minutes, it's mm-hmm. not going to be as good.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the parkour.
I don't know. I didn't like the beginning of this one. The other beginnings were more entertaining. This one was like these kids, and then it almost seemed more like Zombieland, where they're just like...
I like the beginning of this one a lot.
I like the whole thing through.
The whole thing when his dad and his son...
No, not that one. The beginning with the opening with the kids watching Teletubbies.
Yeah, and so that was the guy at the end, grown up.
Right, I heard
that. Oh, how do you know that?
Just the Wikipedia.
Cross. His name is Jimmy?
His dad gave him that cross, yeah. and he was wearing it. Jimmy was wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That weird pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's, like, my beef, kind of, with the whole series. And they don't... And I get it's movies, but, like, if you have the virus, if you're a zombie, they don't attack each other. It's mm-hmm. only if you don't have the virus they come after you. Do you guys think about that?
My other problem with it is they don't eat the humans. They turn them in.
They just attack
them.
They just
yeah.
tear them up.
So what are, they're like, oh, well, they're going to starve to death. But they're not eating the humans. And what are they eating? Just the worms?
Well, that's on the third one. Yeah. That's like, I think the zombies in the last one, like the virus has mutated and has allowed them to evolve and to eat and reproduce. Because obviously there was a pregnant
zombie. Oh, that was pregnant.
How did that even happen?
She was pregnant as a human. Turn into a zombie.
No,
that's not what Wikipedia says.
I thought that
was what? No, Wikipedia says.
No.
Yeah, Wikipedia says.
I think it was the giant
that Samson. That was Samson's wife and yeah. his kid.
That's why
Whoa.
He was. That's why
that
he was.
That baby's gonna be a beast.
Yeah, watch out for that kid,
dude. When
oh
they,
my god!
All right, let's get to the ween. When they showed the ween,
let's get to the ween.
Andrew said. Oh my god! Yeah,
verbally,
it was worthy
I
of
told
that.
John,
oh my gosh! Yeah, Zach warned me that he said like, evidently there's a huge ween in this movie, and then he said it happens on a bus, and then they were on the train. I said
I was scrolling
I think we're
TikTok,
about to get the
and it
ween.
Was like 28 years later. Spoilers, and it was just this dude running down a bus with a massive dong.
Is that
and they said 28 inches later.
Crazy.
That's accurate.
Good Andrew that Loud in the movie theater said, "Oh my god!" And it was flopping it was, all over the place while it was running.
It was the biggest penis I'd ever seen. It belongs in the
Smithsonian. Or like, what is that body exhibit?
Yeah, the body.
People would be like,
that needed its own room.
The body exhibit.
Yeah, true. They'd be like, get that out of the body exhibit.
What?
That's
it
not
was a
scale.
Prosthetic though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I had to look it up.
Whoa, that's not fair.
That's not fair at all.
I would be afraid to look it up. I wouldn't want to see that thing.
That's ridiculous.
Go to the incognito
file.
I'll
do it, but I need a prosthetic, and it better be massive.
Put it on my knee. Yeah. Oh, that's true. If you had the
Google
chance, yeah. They'd be like, okay, well, that's obviously a prosthetic. Yeah. I'd have to
Which,
like...
Killian Murphy probably hates even more. Like, now I look even worse, and it's not even real.
So,
what if he got a
Killian's
prosthetic?
Was a respectable size, but not... Compared to this guy.
Not to that guy.
I mean, look, I'm a little bit bigger than Samson, but, you know, still, you typically don't see that.
Well, earlier in the movie, you got a glimpse at Samson's hog, and I said, wow, did that guy just have a huge ween? And Andrew said, it's pretty big, but nothing compared to mine. But then later, when it actually showed it.
Well, I didn't see it. I missed that part.
I figured you didn't see that thing. But.
So my one thing I didn't understand was like, all right, so the first movie, the virus is only in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
It's basically doesn't get off the island. The second movie, they try to reopen back up society on the island. So that's why like the military was in and then the virus spreads, but it spreads over into Europe, right?
How? When?
Because the last 30 seconds of the movie of 28 weeks later... You see a bunch of infected people running towards the Eiffel Tower. It was insinuated that that boy...
Oh, true.
Yeah. And so...
It was insinuating that the boy did what?
The boy was a carrier for it, like his mom.
Ah.
Right? So, like...
Well, I thought we already knew that because he got bit.
No. But it basically... He's the one that spread it over to Europe.
Oh, wow.
But so... And then 28 years later, maybe they covered it in, like, the opening credits. I didn't see it. But, like, basically, the rest of the world is okay. because you meet that Swedish soldier
that was
patrolling. Or
no, I think they find have forgotten about the part about Paris at the end. I forgot about it.
Yeah, too. And so like that's what I understand. It's like, okay, so is the rest of the world fine and just basically the United Kingdom is not and you can't leave the island? Because like there's a people like that lived on that other island that, you know, like the main characters, you know, they had a pretty like thriving society, I guess. Like, why wouldn't they just be rescued?
I swear in the I swear in the first movie, like when they were doing the radio, when they first meet those two people, the girl and the guy, they were talking about the radio and they were like, well, then it went to New York. And then like they talked about New York in a situation.
Yeah, where but he was like, just assuming it, I think.
Yeah. So
because at the end, like the soldiers were like, how could it leave this island? Like if it got on the plane, it would cause like a plane to crash, right? If it got like, you know, someone wouldn't be able to commandeer a ship if they were infected. And so, and that was kind of silly to me. And I get it, it's a movie, but like, realistically, like other countries would contact people in the United. I mean, it's 2001, 2002. Like the internet still was around there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so people would have known that the rest of the world was okay, not to like, you know, just to hunker radio down for a couple weeks, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. The second one was nuts that they just murdered everyone.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, that was the right call.
Yeah, they had to. Idris made the right call. Was Idris being British or was he acting as an American inside of a... I couldn't tell by his
voice. He's such a good actor. He's naturally British.
Yeah.
But he must have been American because he was with the American Army.
He was acting American in a
British... But didn't he talk British in it?
Did he?
I was trying to tell. I couldn't tell.
What I was waiting on in the second movie was for...
Idris to show his dong.
No, not that too, but...
I can't believe there wasn't a single dong.
I wanted to see more Charles come out, you know?
Charles.
From The Office.
Oh.
Huh?
He's like season 5 of The Office.
Yeah, my bad. I haven't watched that in a minute. My problem with zombies is they continuously get stronger, but your body should be decaying the whole entire time.
What are you talking about?
Only The Office.
I mean, well, like, I think that others, they're fast.
I don't know if they're strong or they're just crazy.
They're faster than humans and all this stuff.
They're also exerting all their energy.
Yeah.
But like... I think just based on Wikipedia, like the point of the zombies in the third movie is that the virus like mutated and caused them to evolve and to get smarter and learn how to like hunt and eat.
The slugs.
I don't know about the
slugs.
They
are gross.
I just hope I wouldn't fall into that category if I became infected.
Are they obese people first or did they just turn slugs?
Well, no, I think they reproduced. There was like children slugs.
But how do you know that they weren't zombified as a child?
I think...
There's no way those slugs climb on top of each other.
And this is me like relying on the Wikipedia summary because like honestly, it doesn't explain a whole lot in the movie, but apparently like they now have the ability to reproduce. And so you have this like class of zombies that are like the slug class that
slug
you know,
class,
reproduce.
Yeah.
What was the main kid's name in this one?
Spike.
Nice yeah. Job. Spike.
Spike don't play with girls. What movie is that?
Little Giants?
Yeah.
I only know that because it's the only good character reference named Spike. Yeah, Spike's going to kill us.
But the kid, the whole reason that they did prosthetics was because of the kid. So originally they wanted to have like
because of the kid real they gave nudes, the
but,
most haunted.
But that kid was like 12 years old and they were like, we can't just have.
Well, I think you definitely scarred him for life.
A real dong, so they gave him a fake dong. And
I mean, that's way scarier than a real thing.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
we don't want the kid to see.
There's one time where they're like, they're panning up on Samson. I think it was on his back, but like. I thought it was going to be his front, and it was going to be like...
Yeah, no, I remember that.
It would have been like the whole IMAX screen.
You'd need IMAX for that.
That was crazy. Yeah. I thought it was good. I like all those movies. I think they're like well made.
Mm-hmm.
You hated
the
how
best
it
thing about the whole movie, though.
Andrew was like, "Does it keep freezing?" I'm like, was like, "It's buffering. Intentional." Yeah. It's like every time.
No,
they
I thought that was a cool.
Yeah, part
yeah,
of it
was
took fine.
Some time to get used to, but yeah, I thought the music was pretty cool.
The best part about these movies, I think, is Danny Boyle and Alex Garland together.
Who's that?
The directors and screenwriter.
they've worked together on all three of them.
All three of them, but they've done a bunch of really good
I really like the song that's in all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music's awesome.
I thought the music was a little off on this one.
No, I thought it was, I thought this was, like, this had the best
at
music.
At first they're playing like, and that's another thing I didn't like about the opening scene. They're playing like some like African music. It doesn't even like
I thought it was good.
Link up.
The yeah, song like they the played from the trailer where you had like someone talking in the background. Oh, so that's my, I thought that was good.
Okay, that's another one of my beefs.
When
with
they
the
were
movie.
Doing like the German the march. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's one of my beefs with the movie though, because I think sometimes these movies, to make a sweet trailer, they put scenes in it like
the good ones,
like the one talking that person talking over the what was that? Zach hated it.
I didn't really get it. How that what? Linked up.
Yeah,
with the movie,
I don't know what she was saying, but I thought it created like an interesting.
5, 14, 27 Nom 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 nom.
Yeah,
like a scary bingo announcer.
Oh, and then was this what we were watching when someone had like a crazy? Oh, the accent, and we were like
accent.
They were like Irish or something.
They I liked one thing I really liked was Voldemort's character, Ralph Fiennes.
Which is funny because I swore he was in the first one.
Zach thought he was the guy in the army, the head of the army. In the
that
first
does kind of look like
that was
Doctor
Ralph.
Who.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a Doctor Who.
They look kind of alike.
They do look
they
a
look
alike.
Exactly alike, man. Take away their nose, they're the same person.
Mad-Eye Moody was in the first one.
Oh, yeah. I pointed out Mad-Eye.
Oh, he was the dad.
Yeah. And he died so dumb.
He was looking up and it fell into his eye.
Mm-hmm. He was complaining. Ugh. Also,
with the crow or something.
He's sending his daughter to just be like a factory. Sounds terrible, but like he was thinking this is a safe haven. Turns out it's just like, hey man, we promised chicks and now they're here. So
yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do about
anything.
This.
So that the dad was Calypso from Pirates of the Caribbean. Remember her?
Oh yeah,
the one in the worst one. With the dress. She turns giant. Yeah,
man,
that's her.
I just remember.
But yeah,
on the cover.
Yeah, remember her? She's like,
eye drop of blood goes right in his eye. What an idiot!
That's what happened to his eye.
Did you guys? Did you guys think the last? Did you think the third one was like the saddest one of the three though?
Which part was sad again? When the mom dies and the killer?
I thought that was dumb.
That was crazy.
That was pretty sad.
I didn't think that was too sad.
Okay, it was sad.
I thought it was way more.
It was certainly the saddest of the. What happens in the second one?
Just like that
massacre.
Here's a problem.
The guy just left his wife sitting up there.
She comes
back. I mean that was brutal. Yeah. How about when in the second one when they're in that dark like subway station and then they fall down and then all of a sudden they fall down the stairs and
disappear.
Now they're miles apart. <I know. laughs>
The kid was in a super clean subway station. There wasn't even zombies around him. He was just like in a lit up.
And if you're falling on zombies,
that was
you're
part,
not
that's,
just
that
roll.
Was part of my issue with like the second half of the second one. Yeah. It wasn't.
Plus Jeremy Renner gets ran over by a 30-ton Zamboni and lives, but he can't survive saving four British people. I mean,
he gets set on fire.
Yeah. Fire and ice.
That really explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they shouldn't have killed him. The girl shouldn't have died.
One thing that I liked about the third one is when they would like pan out to the night scope in the red and just like going crazy.
Yeah.
Like that was good intensity.
I thought it'd been really funny if like you know, the kid goes through with, like, allowing the doctor to euthanize his mom. And then, like, he finds out after the fact that, like, Ralph Fiennes' his character is really a chiropractor before the virus.
A chiropractor?
Just nothing we
can. Just like, well, wait a second. You said my mom had a terminal illness, but you were just a chiropractor. Like, what do you know?
I think what's been funny is if when he went back to town, he was like, Dad, you were right. That doctor was a freak. He turned mom into this baby because like all of a sudden he shows up with a baby but no mom.
Oh, it's mom, the baby you brought from the zombie. Mm. Yeah, you didn't like that one.
I didn't like your chiropractor joke.
No, but that was insane. The kid went through so much effort to bring it to this guy, and then it was just pretty much.
And
like,
he really didn't seem like he cared too much.
Yeah, why would they be like, she has cancer, you know, she could live for a few more years.
The kid was drugged.
We could go ahead and this in the butt. Maybe because she was such a.
He just wanted a skull to put in his.
He wanted another skull. Yeah. He was obsessed with bones.
He needed the star on the top
There's
of the Christmas
no
tree.
There's no way I would hang out with that guy if I saw that skull forest. Yeah. It was kind of cool.
He had a setup. Oh, and man. He also like,
he would turn you into a skull in 30 seconds.
Not if I'm not. I don't have cancer.
No. Oh, not you, she's not coming back. Let's burn her.
Puts her next thing you know. He's like, here you go.
Hey, buddy. Here you go, Spike. Is. Find the best place for your mother.
Yeah, that was crazy. How come they didn't kill Samson? He almost got murked by
him.
Yeah,
why does he not kill him?
Yeah.
I thought the whole point of him covering himself in the iodine was like Samson wasn't going to mess with him.
But then Samson attacks him.
No, maybe because the virus doesn't like that iodine.
But maybe because he had his kid, he was able to overlook the iodine,
sniff it out.
Yeah. So never mind.
You know what movie we should rate next time? Four Brothers. You ever seen it?
Yeah, that's good.
With Mark Wahlberg. Is that a Christmas movie?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And Tyrese.
Yeah. No. Who else is in
it? Oh, that's a great movie. No, I know what you're talking
about. Mark Wahlberg, Tyrese. Does one of the brothers die?
The youngest brother.
The youngest, yeah.
Oh, man.
I did appreciate going to see this because this was the first like non-kids movie I've seen in theaters since... Well, I saw Oppenheimer a couple years ago, but like...
Did you like Oppenheimer?
Well, I loved Oppenheimer.
Sure me too.
That was never fantastic. Saw it. That's like
Zach hates it.
I don't hate it. John was just gassing ass, and I was like, dude.
What did I say? Like, Genkai rated like a 9.0.
Yeah, I'd give that. Crazy? I'd give that in the
is
nines.
That so crazy.
I don't think it was in the nines, but you know,
was I that haven't.
Great music.
Yeah, I haven't liked. Aside from like Christopher Nolan movies, like I feel like the golden age of movies for me was like movies when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like, that's what everyone pretty much says.
Movie Tombstone, There Will Be Blood, which I know you guys hate.
There Will Be Blood. I'd have to watch it again. But
I love Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone's fantastic. It's the greatest movies ever made. But I'm saying There Will Be Blood. I made Addie
in
watch
Tombstone?
It.
Yeah, I've seen it. There's blood all the time in Tombstone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're being Cillian Murphy.
All right. Yeah. All right, I have a game.
All right.
It's 28 days, 28 weeks. We're adding months, 28 months, and 28 years. If there was a zombie apocalypse right now, of the four of us, we have to put who's dying in 28 days. I think it's Andrew.
Andrew.
I think Andrew's the first to go.
I don't know.
I didn't want to say it, but...
What real world skills do you bring?
Well, no, I would hide.
Oh, you think you're that good at hiding?
Yeah, I would just camp somewhere.
Where are you camping?
I don't know. You know what, you guys... The one time I played Fortnite, when you guys were all obsessed with it, I camped for like 30 minutes into the game, and I'm coming in second place.
Do you remember that?
No.
I do. He did. He hid inside a tiny cabin.
Were we at Florida?
And the center of the storm closed right in on the cabin he was in. No, we were at the Mayfair.
Yeah, it was the condo, yeah.
Yeah, and he came in second place, and it was low-key infuriating.
Oh, because I would have been pissed.
Go do something else. He was like, nah.
All right, Andrew, I'm sorry you're out at 28 days.
I'll give Matt the most.
All right, okay. 28 weeks. I think this is where John goes.
Well, I mean, I guess
I will go at 28 weeks. I run on insulin, and he's, I will run out of insulin.
A pig farm or something.
If it wasn't for that,
I wouldn't outlive the diabetes.
He can last 28 days.
Fine. I got a 28 day supply.
A 28 months?
Week supply. That's tough.
Now he's going out of into the danger zone.
I'll give Zach 28 months.
28 months. I think I could. I think I probably would do years for me, but that's fine.
I don't think you
would. Well, y'all can garden and stuff like that. I think that would be big.
Yeah, I can build.
I can garden. I can build.
I could build.
I'm a shepherd.
So Zach would be...
He's got...
Yeah. And I don't have children, which
they're a blessing. Yeah, that was my...
That's
was
actually,
my
if
point,
you're
probably.
Solo,
but
you
would
go
leave them.
They're a... No,
would not leave my kids.
We already established that.
Yeah, you said you would do the same thing as the guy in the first one.
He didn't leave his kids.
He left
his
wife. Okay, let's go back to that. If you were in that situation and you were looking your wife and you were looking at her and in between her and with zombies on the other side and you could close her up or you probably could go in there and try and save her and you were going to die and you had kids that were not there.
True, he had two kids.
He
that
had
were
two
just
kids.
In quarantine,
but those they weren't even on his mind.
No. He was. Yeah. He just wanted. To
also,
live.
The kid, like the way he approached it was like there was a fire in the house. It wasn't a fire. He was hiding in the closet.
Yeah, he should have been. That kid
was
dumb.
That kid's fault. He should be gone.
Yeah.
But I would go. I would take out the zombies, and then Caitlin could go and take care of the kids.
Matt might be 28 days.
Yep. No, he's 28. He's 28
on survivor. Andrew said he would have thrown Addie to lunch.
No, so maybe he would last the longest. He has no loyalties.
I actually don't know how well Riggs would help me out.
How about when
one kill?
I think zombies would take a dog out pretty quick.
Yeah, he could help me with one
kill. Oh, they are beasts and I am legend, aren't they?
Yeah, but he turns into a zombie and I'd have to choke him out.
But the dogs don't turn into zombies in this kind.
Oh, so I just
But I bet you these zombies would eat dog.
Eat dog?
Yeah. They'll eat humans.
They would definitely eat dog.
Yeah, they would do something. They're eating worms.
Oh, okay, and this is another thing about that guy. When your wife that you threw the zombies comes back and you have to see her.
Hey. So,
there would be no way I go into that room.
I would run away.
That was the worst move. Yeah.
Just honey, I had a feeling you had immunity. You'd be okay.
I knew you'd be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she forgave him like that.
I've been waiting on you.
Yeah, that
Did
would
she
not.
Even forgive him? She killed him like 2 seconds.
She kissed him. Don't you think she knew that she could kill him?
No way she knew she was infected, but I mean she was
she looked
weird.
Pretty surprised.
She looking weird, and her eyes were glassy.
Oh, and then he actually killed her. That was super douche. You would think that since she was infected, he wouldn't.
He also, like, the way he killed as a zombie was, like, ultra douche compared to everyone else.
Oh,
he was, like,
he was looking for his family.
The first one wasn't like that. The first one wasn't so
gruesome. They were just all over
the second one, he's poking out her eyes. Ugh.
Yeah, why'd he even do that?
Yeah, one thing about these movies, too, compared to other zombie movies, is they're always just, like, puking out insane amounts of blood.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's not so bad to me. The birth was disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really watch that part.
I think that's
away.
The first time that Jack's ever seen a baby be born.
Now he knows.
That's crazy because he has like 6 siblings.
Yeah.
True.
We shielded it from him so far.
Yeah. I had some.
Yeah, Andrew just kept on going, gross. Oh, man, about the movie, when we got there, you missed this, but there was these two, like, teenager kids sitting in our seats, and I had to be like, you're in our seats. And we had, like, the nice ones, you know?
Yeah, I swear I told
VIPs.
Them. Yeah, VIPs. You haven't told them on this.
No, I mean, I thought I told the teens.
I don't know this story.
Anyways, we were, like, D10, and they were like,
oh, this isn't G?
It wasn't G? I'm like, dude,
is
we don't
G have a commoner seat?
It's a commoner. We were the only one. They're like, we thought this was G. And I was like, all right, man, we don't have to do this whole charade. Just get up.
Also, only $11 for that seat. I never want to go.
That was after tax.
Yeah,
when
that
I bought
was cheaper
it,
than normal.
They were like $8.50.
My before tax with that stuff. Theater, though, was the Coke Freestyle machines.
But those
are
Georgian,
hit and miss.
I don't mind them. But at the Georgian, they have Pepsi products, which is way worse than Coke Freestyle.
You can still get Dr. Pepper, though, right?
I don't know.
That's Mr. Pibb if it's Peppy.
The Coke Freestyle
Dr.
is
Pepper
way better
is
than
Pepsi. Dr. Pepper is Pepsi. It's their best product.
Yeah. But what do you get? What do you Mr. get Pibb? Out of the Coke
that
Freestyle?
That might be Coke.
Oh, I just don't get the. I don't get anything out of
I go
Coke
vanilla.
You got a slushy though.
Cherry vanilla.
I got a slushy. Yeah,
they got good slushies.
I get like
I did.
Powerade.
I did enjoy that, but
I love their popcorn machine. Self serve.
The new ones are great.
Yeah.
The Freestyle thing just sucks when they start running out of things.
I was also considering like a nachos order when I got there, and I asked the guy, "Hey, what do the nachos look like?" He's like, "Oh, I he's kind of looking around like I don't have any to show you.
No
you just have to order them."
What do you mean though?
Chips.
It's like I mean, it's like ballpark. Yeah.
Well, like
I would have been looking at you like that too. Tortilla chips and a cup of queso.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet it's like ballpark baseball style where it's like,
that's what I want.
It's like a concession stand.
Yeah, Andrew called me and said, I'm thinking about getting the nachos. Have you ever had them here? And I was like, no, I would never eat nachos at a movie theater. And he said, okay, I'm thinking about getting the Oreo popcorn. How's that? I'm like, dude.
The Oreo popcorn?
I didn't get it.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
The Cheeto popcorn.
I bet Oreo popcorn is disgusting.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, I used to go ball out on like the seasoning things once you got your popcorn, but I don't do that.
I think that's gross too.
Yeah. It's just too much. Popcorn is
Maybe
popcorn and
it's
great the way it is.
Perfect amount of that orange seasoning, but they're always too heavy.
I always go too much.
Yeah. Every bite I want a salty piece of popcorn.
Yeah.
I just want butter.
All right, you guys want to play my game?
Love it.
All right. Let's do a draft of the best places to find out that the zombie apocalypse is happening. So It comes
to
out
find out or the best places to go.
No, like you're there. You're there when you find out.
What?
Oh.
That's okay. And so to clarify, these are like the 28 days later zombies, like the fast ones.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Same ones. And some slugs and some Samsons. Some hammer dicks.
All right. You all are the guests. You can go first.
Yeah, we'll start with Matt and then Andrew.
A military base.
That's a good one. That's on my list.
It's a lot of weapons. Good.
But in the second movie,
I'll say Pensacola Air Base.
They all got killed because they were with the military.
Why that specifically?
Because you're right there on the coast, so you got a ton of like food from the ocean. Then there's planes, so you can get pretty much anywhere you need to go.
With who?
Guns.
Okay, here's a scenario.
With the Air Force.
Okay, so they're there.
Or that's a naval base.
And they're just going to be like, man, join us. We got room on the ship.
At that point, you don't really have to ask.
In the second movie, when that happens, they murder all the civilians.
Yeah.
Quick scenario, real quick.
Only good for a long, short time.
You're on the Army base. You know there's a working helicopter right here. The base crumbles. There's about 100 zombies running to you. And you can get to this helicopter and try and start it and fly away. Are you giving up or are you going to try and fly that chopper?
Give up or no.
I'm not going chopper. I'm going up, one of the jets.
You're going a jet? That's
you'll never know how to fly a jet. A chopper,
I can at least get it up in the air.
No, you can't.
But you know what? I don't want to last so long where I have to see all these zombies with their clothes melted off.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and go and do something fun in the meantime.
Have you ever done like a flying simulator? What makes you think that you could fly get a jet off the ground?
I don't think I could do anything other than just like...
I think a helicopter remote would be pretty easy. I mean, there's like flip a switch and the propellers go and then...
I don't know. Yeah. I think like flying a jet, you could probably get it up a lot easier than a helicopter.
It better be where you
would have started on the runway. Landing would be a lot more difficult.
Dana said something one time where he told me that he wanted to... I think it was about a motorcycle. He said that he wanted... make sure he knew how to ride a motorcycle. And I said, why? And he said, well, what if I have to get away really quick and the only thing there is a motorcycle?
Yeah, true. Gotta be ready.
That would be easier than a helicopter.
Wouldn't you be pretty embarrassed if you got in that situation and you didn't know how to drive a motorcycle?
I don't even think I could.
So, you said you were going to not even try. You obviously have to try.
No, I'm in the copter.
But I think the alternative would be try the chopper or try to run.
It's death.
Yeah.
Your only way out of there is that helicopter. You're either going to crash and burn in a helicopter or get eaten by zombies.
Okay, I'm taking the helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're Pensacola Air Force Base.
Yeah.
What's yours? But you can't really do any more Air Force. You can't be like, Charleston. You're up.
I honestly like just say my house.
That's a good
one. You would get creamed at your house.
No, but like I'm like in an area that I know.
But
like
I have lots of neighbors that live close by.
Yeah, but I also have my car. I know how to drive my car. I know where all the food. You know, I know where all the grocery stores are.
Those are already closing down.
Unless
you're there, they're already like ransacked. Everyone who figured it out in like when they're in a Walmart and they said zombie apocalypse. It was all gone in an hour. So I want to go there.
We've got a lot of food at my house.
Okay.
All right. You can have it. I will go Private Island.
Private Island. Epstein.
Island. You kill Epstein. You got the island. That was John Island.
But how? So how are you going to get food and supplies?
On a private island, I can fish.
Yeah, fishing's easy.
You know how to fish?
I know how to fish.
If you stay out there for 12 hours, you'll catch.
I'll figure it out. And also, there's a good chance that there's something growing on the island that I can eat. There's probably enough time to figure it out on YouTube, like how to fish.
Yeah, it's still gonna be out for a little bit.
Yeah,
but what I mean, but like, I guess in a zombie apocalypse, wouldn't YouTube go down? The internet go down?
Not instantly. The servers don't think. I think I would eventually have a little bit of time. You would have to be like plant my own food Google with this apple that I have at home. I have an apple. I will start growing an apple tree. So you'll have
apples in 5 years.
Yeah, apples in 5 years. And
what I like about being in a zombie apocalypse in my house is if I feel like there's the infected kind of cleared from the area, like I can just go outside and kind of play golf.
Just
live a normal
life. I thought you would really love that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't. It's like you didn't even watch the movie.
Yeah, you're totally you're totally 28 days. All right. Well, if it chills out outside, I'll just go hit 18 real quick. All right, I'm doing an Amish town.
Oh, it's a good one.
Butter.
I'm self-sufficient.
Chickens. They got everything.
That's a great one. I didn't put that down, but that's really good one.
I think the issue with Amish town is, like, outside of Amish town, it's, like, very densely populated northeast communities, so...
They'd have to make it there.
It's outside.
Yeah, but it's close.
But
yeah.
The zombies are going to be hanging out there.
But the Amish don't have any weapons.
You'd have to I would bring their weapons.
I bet they have, like, spears and stuff.
This is like you just so happen to be there and you found out. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I got an AK-47 in the back of my truck.
Yeah. All right, so I'm still I think it's a good one. My answer, Amish town. Matt, you're up again.
Oh. A castle.
A castle.
Yeah. That's pretty good. With light walls.
You're going to run out of food.
Yeah, what castle?
You're going to...
A fully furnished castle.
Yeah, but you could still get out of the castle when you need to. You could go on runs.
Okay.
This is funny, because when will I ever be in an Amish town and we will bet ever? I was in the castle when I figured it out. Crazy. All right, Andrew.
I'm going to say in a commercial airliner jet.
That sounds tough.
In the air?
Because you're going to know, like, no one in the on the plane is infected. You're going to be able to strategize with the pilots the best place to land. Mm-hmm. You've got food up there to at least last you a couple days.
The peanuts.
Depends on what they're
and the little biscotti.
I have endless options.
I don't think it's the worst option. I don't think it's the worst option.
You're right. Yeah. Because then you could land in a really remote place.
If the pilot gets on the intercom and says, ladies and gentlemen, we just found out there's a zombie apocalypse down there.
Because then I'd say, all right, we're going to noon into my house. I want to be able to play golf.
All right. I got my parents' house. They live
that's
in,
a great one.
In the woods. But
they're like 10 minutes from me, so that's basically like...
Yeah, but you might... There might be like roadblocks and stuff where you can't even drive your car to my parents.
It's carnage out there.
It's carnage. It's
at like least in Atlanta.
And also, you're dealing with other people going crazy that are probably going to want to take
my parents are great. They have a garden. They have chickens. They have wells. They live in the woods.
I think I could get to your parents' house.
Yeah, they have a generator.
Weapons.
I think I could get to your parents' house from my house pretty easily, even if there's like roadblocks.
Yeah.
They also have a bunker.
I don't...
Unblock it.
Yeah, unblock it. How are you going to get there? If you can't get on the road, are you going to walk?
So we've got a golf cart that goes like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I've got a pistol and various...
You have a pistol?
You have a gun.
I have a gun. It's not registered.
What?
Is the serial number scratched off?
Do you actually have a gun?
I do have a gun.
I did not take you for a gun haver.
It's somewhere in the house. I don't know.
Does it have a cork in the end?
Lose it a lot.
Are you the only guy without a gun?
I own a deer rifle. I'm doing better than you.
But not at your house.
Yeah, but it's mine.
It's dad's.
Spider.
And dad bought it, and it's at dad's house.
Mine.
But it's yours.
It's my birthday present.
All right.
I have a German Shepherd and a samurai sword. The people would fear me far more than a guy with a gun.
That actually would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that sounds like the start of Zombieland.
Could you see me? Y'all would be camped out at mom and dad's.
Fun fact, the climax of Zombieland was filmed at Wild Adventures in Valesa, Georgia.
Funner fact about Zombieland, when they were filming Zombieland, they called my dad and said, your neighborhood would be perfect for one of our scenes from Zombieland. My dad said, what's it rated? R. I don't think so, Chief. They called him back. They really wanted to film this neighborhood. You know, at the beginning of the movie when they're having a little kid's birthday party and they're on the van and they fling them off? That was filmed at a night neighborhood.
It's our neighborhood.
Did they reduce it down to PG-13?
So did your dad get a percentage of ticket sales?
Nothing. And he didn't even put us in the movie.
We could have been like at the kids' party.
I would have loved to be a zombie in like high school.
Oh, man.
My dad really doesn't think, man. He
fumbled the negotiation.
Yeah, he fumbled.
Yeah, he said no, and then they came back with no alternative offer, and he said, all right, screw it. Make your
stupid movie. I still think it's cool.
I'm going to say Pike's Nursery. I'm going to load up on rain collectors. I'm going to get some seeds. And then I'm going to head to...
But there's a lot of... Which location? Because there's locations in
Peachtree City.
Peachtree City.
I've never seen more than 5 people in that store.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people around there.
Yeah, but they're not...
But there's a lot of stuff like right in the
vicinity.
People
start crashing their cars. You get stuck there, you're screwed.
Could you imagine traffic around that area?
Yeah, that traffic there would be terrible.
Oh, man. Zombie apocalypse traffic avenue.
Got another one, Matt?
Yeah, y'all didn't write them down.
You know, well, one of mine was Private Island.
One of mine was Pike's Nursery.
All right,
Andrew, do you have more?
Shooting from the hip. What about like the top of the Trump Tower? Like one of the Trump Towers.
And then
like a penthouse?
Like yeah. The penthouse. Because you know he's got it loaded with.
Yeah, but then you're stuck up there while everything goes crazy.
Yeah, but if you can have enough food for a week, you can at least like think about your next moves.
I also think,
in the first movie, they were in that apartment building.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I think they were safe up there. Not the worst idea.
I actually did have a third one too.
What do you have?
A houseboat.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have Iowa.
What?
Huh?
Just feel like anywhere in Iowa would be good. It's every like flat and there's corn.
Yeah, just corn.
Hey, yeah, Iowa's off the list. No one else can pick it.
It's flat, so you could see Samson from a long ways away.
Yeah, and I could shoot him.
Samson,
how come when that alpha was chasing them, he didn't even like try and shoot it? He was freaking out on the bridge.
Yeah, he said you could take it down.
12.
Oh, they didn't have any arrows. They were out of arrows.
Yeah. Okay.
But wasn't Samson. That was a different alpha.
But like, dude, their move is to just like rip your head off like with the spine.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool move.
It is a cool move, but honestly, like, just I would go ahead and do that. Please end it quick. I can't.
True.
Get your penis out of my face.
It seemed like the first thing that he got to.
All right, so you got another one.
White collar prison. Specifically white collar.
But what if it gets into the prison?
Yeah,
I have a cell. I mean, all those prisons are zoned off. If they get into a part of the prison, you zone that area off.
Yeah, but you're just going to be... You know, stuck like in stuck in prison. Well, like, how are you gonna eat?
Aren't we all if it's a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. Well, in The Walking Dead, half the show's in a prison.
Do you have any more, Andrew?
Yeah, let me give some quick advertising plugs. Definitely Crystal Restaurants. There's this great new summer LTO pulled pork sandwich with onion rings. Would love to be there. Red Lobster's doing specials for steamed crab boil bags. Oh. Doing really well. And, you know, honestly, if a zombie apocalypse breaks out, like, why shouldn't we have one last great meal? Why not Red Lobster? Could think of a few more, but
I have at a pharmacy. That way I can
get Zoe. That'd be perfect for you.
I would Andrew's is at Crystal's Red Lobster. I would take out a pharmacy. Grab all my insulin.
Now he's up to 28 months.
Yeah, I could make the...
How many people watch this podcast?
At least 28.
28, okay, so I've got 28. Impressions on, okay, cool.
Oh, at least 28, nice. 28 viewers days. Later.
Yeah, I just made that joke about the movies. But
I'm going to say Treehouse.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Treehouse.
Have y'all ever seen those like TV shows when they make those super beast treehouses?
Oh, okay, cool treehouse.
I'm like, yeah, like what like the Ewoks were in.
Yeah.
I'm up there. I got bridges.
What about an armory?
That's a good one. I said in a tank. If I just so happened to be like doing a tour and they're like, check out this tank. And then when we got in, they're like, oh my God. Outside
the all right. So what would be the worst place to be?
Like a football game. I think a plane.
Probably Newman.
Yeah. Any sort of stadium.
Athens.
Yeah. Athens would be brutal.
I think a plane can be the best and the worst. What if the pilot goes zombie or anyone on it?
Well, no,
could either be really
if
bad
one person on the plane.
Really good. What I said was, if no one on the plane is infected, like you find out, like the virus breaks out when you're in the air, I think you're fine.
Or the grid shuts down before you land.
Like what you told Andrew about his house. One of the ones I had was at the grocery, because that way you're like, oh, there's a zombie apocalypse. Well, let's
you gotta do it quick.
Have you seen that movie, The Mist?
I've never seen The Mist.
Yeah, The Mist is great. The Mist is really good.
The Mist touches them and then they turn into like a zombie?
They start jumping off buildings?
Like giant bugs and octopus tentacles.
Stephen King's got to have the most freaked up mind in the world to be able to write so many scary stories.
Yeah.
It's like R.L. Stein.
Who's that?
Goosebumps guy.
Yeah, he's screwed up too. R.L. Stein.
Yeah, I mean, he's thought of a lot of scary stuff himself.
Say Cheese and Die.
That's the name of one.
Were you too young for?
I know.
I wasn't allowed to read them when I was little.
I just remembered like the titles.
Say cheese and die. It reminds me of that store across the street from Pepper Tree. It's called Specialty Tool and Die. And I always am like,
oh, I do that all the time when
especially
I
see Tool. Don't die. I don't know what it means, but I love that.
I got one more lighthouse.
Lighthouse is good. You're on the coast.
You're alone.
I think I'd be tripping out if I was in a lighthouse.
I did at a gas station so I could get like
gas. Yeah. It's going to be important.
At least have a full car and maybe I can run inside and get as many of those little things they have. And
fill them. Let me ask you, would you want to be with your kids or not with your kids when it breaks out?
Yeah, I would love to be with my kids.
What do you mean?
I would really hope that I'm with my kids. So
I can write them off without any, you know,
no burden.
Man, I can play 72 holes of golf today.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, the couple really in 28 Weeks Later had it easy. Their kids were, like, off the island or off, you know, UK. Yeah. Like, when the virus broke out, were safe.
Oh, okay. If my kids were in the U.S. or in England, it was only in the U.S., I'd be like, yeah, fine. My kids can live and I'll freaking fight these zombies all by myself.
Yeah.
But no help from Louise.
She wouldn't help very much. Yeah, Nova would maybe go crazy.
So she would be a terrible bird.
She would bite the zombies' necks.
Yeah, poking like, their eyes
out.
Hell?
What's wrong with this little girl?
On other states, I just had Alaska. I thought that'd be a good place to get.
Oh, man.
I was thinking Alaska, too, because it's like so, you know, the population is very small.
Yeah.
So great I don't fish. Think zombies are going to care about being up there.
What's the weather like out there?
Cold. I think it's pretty cold.
Super cold. But it also, I mean, it gets hot.
Isn't like the sunlight super weird out there? Like it's
at daylight. Some point they'll have like maybe a couple hours of daylight a day. Yeah.
Also, just like I mean, this is kind of like my parents, but on like a really nice farm. That's probably the like best answer.
I said an established farm. You said we were pretty much like
Amish, that's a good one. But the problem with the Amish is there's too many people. I just want like a nice family farm.
Plus, you're hanging out with Amish people the whole time. Yeah. That's worse than
I'd need to have somebody.
Yeah, but you're going to have to be Amish whether you like it or not.
The Amish people are really good at baseball, fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them. You don't see any in the MLB, though.
There's been a couple.
Really? You know their names?
I don't know.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
How about a draft of, like, best scary movies?
Off the rip,
not counting these, but I actually rated this pretty high.
What about best scary franchises?
Franchises, okay, that sounds good. Matt's a scary movie freak. What's the name of the thing that's Netflix but for scary movies?
Shudder.
Yeah,
had a Shudder subscription.
You are a freak.
Yeah, I didn't take him for some scary movie freak. Yeah, but he is
watching spooky.
I might say The Conjuring.
The Conjuring is great. That's how scary
movies have all been at least. Very decent.
The first one,
the husband and wife.
Yeah, but there are other things too because they're in like Annabelle, right? And Insidious.
Yeah, so Annabelle, it's like the universe, all that's like part of the franchise.
Are you taking Conjuring and Annabelle?
I only saw the first.
Yeah,
one.
Like the whole like world of.
I didn't see Conjuring 2, 3, or any of the spinoff stuff.
There's only been 2, I think, so far.
The Conjuring one is pretty good.
Terrifying. Me and Wad watched it together, and we almost slept together in a twin bed.
I feel like I watched one of those with like your friends, and we were doing like Chaw in the movie theater, and that was terrible. Tastes like raisins.
Chaw. Oh,
the kind you chew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like horses to me.
They used to love that stuff.
Yeah, I'd hate to do it during a movie though.
Oh yeah, it was not.
It's better than dip.
I don't know.
That's like the brick, right? You just bite it off. The
No, this is like it looks like Big League Chew. But brown.
Oh, like Levi Garrett.
Yeah, Levi Garrett. Red Man. Mm-hmm. And then you just chew on it.
I tell you
like,
what, man.
Whoa.
I did that one time cutting the grass on a tractor and had to pull off and throw up.
Yeah, it can be pretty bad.
The first time I dipped, Brooks Austin packed my dip and then just said, pull out your bottom lip. And I just pulled it out as far as it can go. And he put like a quarter of a can, like just put it in my mouth for me.
That was probably a good prank.
And I vomited everywhere. I was like, dude, I'm sick.
I dipped in like sixth grade, first time I dipped.
Wow.
Wow. What? I was like 17, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was just South Georgia. It's just what people did.
Hell yeah.
And I threw up behind a Subway in Lake Park. It was like grisly wintergreen. I was like, oh man, this is great. I feel why people get addicted to this. This is awesome. I kept putting more in.
Yeah.
And then just got too much.
You were putting new on top of old?
Yeah, I'd put more.
Just pack it in.
Just keep packing it. Yeah. I smoked a cigarette at the Corning in Fairburn. That's what they called it, I think. But with my first one ever. And then they were like, let's smoke another one. It was like Ethan and Ryan Thames and some other guys. And I was like, okay. So two cigs, and I was like,
two is Ethan, too many.
You're gonna have to drive, dude. I am frigged up.
Nice. So I had a can of dip in my room when I was like 16, and I had it hidden away, like in this little locker I had. And then I went to go get it one day after school, and my mom had put a little post-it note inside of the dip can with a sad smiley face on it.
My mom did that with some weed paraphernalia she found at my condo one time, and she found some like a bowl or something, then wrote me a long sad note about how disappointing that is.
You're going downhill, John.
She probably is like on the THC wave
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was ahead of my time. Now she's like,
I had a big
nicotine THC.
I had a big buck hunter in our house at Fairburn, and there was like, it's pretty much a safe, but it's disguised as a big buck hunter, and there was like a ledge. I could unlock the safe, put whatever I wanted to like up on this ledge, and then lock the safe back up, and then it was just big buck hunter, and nobody ever knew till right
What's
now.
What's big buck hunter?
The
big
arcade buck hunter. Game with yeah. the gun.
We had that. Bully bought Big Buck Hunter, and we were playing Big Buck Hunter. Like, it was the funnest thing of all time.
Oh, yeah.
There was a part with a key that was, like, for the wiring. And Zach used it as the storage.
And then I hid the key.
Oh. Hidden area.
And then...
And you put all your Levi Garrett in there?
Yeah. He was really hiding his Levi Garrett.
I've still got, like, 20 nicotine patches that I haven't used.
Do they make you buzz?
So the first time I put one on, and this is like after your mom sent those like studies on nicotine and stuff.
Yeah,
and I put the whole one on, and then your parents are like, oh wow, no, we only put like a third on at a time. That's like, I felt great. Edible. I felt great. And then after a couple hours, like I had to go like sit down.
Yeah. You were nicking for 2 to 3 hours straight.
Have you done a patch?
Mom gave me one, and then I forgot what it was, and I was like, what the hell is this on my arm? And I like accidentally took it off.
Does it make you feel different than like a?
You know, I'm sure, man, Zach, there's so much going
is not gonna know. I'm so sure Zins have more nick than the patch. Yeah. There's no way.
Mom said like 2 milligrams or something.
Is a whole patch?
Oh, I think we have like 6 milligram patches.
And then she cuts it into quarters, so like 1.5.
I just think that putting it in your mouth, you definitely get more of it than putting it on a patch on your skin.
Yeah. It's and you enjoy news. It better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's got a good taste.
Well, cool. We got anything else?
No, I think I'm all done. What do you guys want to pod next? Andrew?
Well, guys, thank you for having me on. Long time listener, first time caller.
Long so time.
To be here. Yeah, long
you told
time.
Us at the start. You
three episodes of like 125.
Yeah. First one he's listened to.
But the episodes are much better these days.
We did a good job not cussing. I feel like my kids can listen to this
one. It was like 200 cusses.
We try not to for the boys.
One thing we can do is F1.
Say F word one time.
F1.
So be ready to PG-13.
One F. Yeah.
One F.
What's F1?
That's the new Brad Pitt movie.
It's just to be called awesome. F1?
Race car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it already out?
Mm-hmm. It's got like a 97 it's Rotten Tomatoes F1. Audience.
Does anyone watch that F1 show on Netflix?
Yeah, no. It's great.
You watch that?
I can't get into cars and racing.
No, yeah, I'm not a big racer.
Not ever since Lightning McQueen retired.
Yeah, he was the best.
Yeah.
What's the
not
one
a big
guys,
fan of Cruz.
Who are you fans of in the F1 show?
In the F1 show? I like Lando Norris the best.
That's not the guy I'm thinking of, but I saw one guy who was talking about, he's like, I don't know, Italian or French or something, whatever they are, and he was talking about the national anthem of the United States and how it almost brings a tear to his eye, and it's just the best national anthem
ever.
Oh,
well, maybe I missed that, and he should be my favorite.
Yeah, he's awesome, whoever it is.
Beast.
What are some other guys' names on the show?
There's... Well, Max Verstappen is the
I don't think it's Verstappen, but he's the one who always wins.
Yeah, he's the best one. And then Lando Norris is like his childhood best buddy.
Yeah.
And I think he's like right up there with him now.
Shake and bake.
Yeah. What's so cool about F1?
The cars are fast. Really cool.
It looks way cooler than like...
But NASCAR. Compared to NASCAR...
NASCAR
is
like, faster there, right? They go like 225
I don't think
miles.
NASCAR
but they're not
is faster,
turning like this.
But yeah, you just... Yeah. Turn they're just left. Turning
they're
left.
They're going like through tracks and turns.
Like
you
if you don't know the track
miles.
In F1, then you're going to be screwed.
Where's Max Verstappen from? He looks just like your regular white guy. Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Let me see.
Deutsche.
I found the guy. Daniel
Ricciardo. Yeah.
He's the guy who loves the U.S.
He's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
The Aussies love the U.S.
Unfortunately, he fell off. I don't think he's on the team anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he seemed like a cool guy. I saw an interview with him.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to do for lunch?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. We ain't discussed that.
Zach wants wraps.
Red Lobster.
Great wraps. We could go do this, the crab boil with Red Lobster.